Lesson 35. John Blake was trying to find out more about a pendant. The pendant had been stolen from a museum. At 7 o'clock at night, he and his friend Mary Green went to the shop of Mr. Egg, the bookseller. They had an appointment with him, but when they knocked at the door, there was no answer. The door wasn't locked. They went in. The shop was dark and empty, but there was a light upstairs. They heard a noise from above and went up the stairs. At first, they couldn't see anybody, but the safe was open. A safe is an iron box where people keep their money and important documents. Suddenly Mary said, "Look, John, behind the table. Isn't there something on the floor?"
"Oh, that sounds exciting. What is that something?"
"Kathy, you are an impatient person, aren't you?"
"Do you mean to say after all these months you've only just discovered that?"
"Oh, no, but it never fails to surprise me."
"Well, let's go on. Mary said, isn't there something on the..." That's funny. Something in a question.
"I wondered if you'd notice."
"I'll stop being impatient if you explain to me why something can be used in questions."
"All right. Give me a positive sentence."
There's something on the floor."
"Negative. There isn't anything on the floor. And the question?"
"Is there anything on the floor?"
"In positive sentences, we use some."
"There's some water in the glass." "There are some books on the floor."
"In negative sentences, we use any."
"There isn't any water in the glass. There aren't any books on the floor."
"In question form, we use any."
"Is there any water in the glass? Are there any books on the floor?"
"That's right."
"But Mary asked, isn't there something on the floor?" She used some in question form.
"Well, yes, because she was sure there was something on the floor. She expected the answer, yes."
"I saw the exhibition at the art gallery. It's magnificent."
"Did you see some old Roman coins?"
"Yes, I did.
My uncle gave them to the museum."
"Oh, really?"
Some can also be used in questions that are really invitations or requests.
"Will you have some tea? I know you like tea."
"Yes, please."
"Could you give me some help?"
"Of course I could."
"Kathy, will you do some English exercises?"
"Certainly I will, with the greatest pleasure. But first, tell me something, please. I now know when I can use some in questions, so I'd like to know if I can use any in positive sentences."
"Yes, you can. In any sentence where the meaning is almost every, or no one, or nothing special."
"In any sentence. Oh, I see. In any sentence."
"Do you know how to make ice cream?"
"No, but any cookery book will tell you."
"Good afternoon. I want to buy some handkerchiefs."
"What sort of handkerchiefs would you like?"
"Oh, give me any handkerchiefs you have. Nothing special. They're only for my husband."
"Tom, that's enough grammar. Can we do something else instead, please?"
"Of course. We can listen to the story. Well, Mary and John went upstairs to Mr. Egg's private rooms. At first they couldn't see anyone. But then Mary said, 'Look, John, behind the table. Isn't there something on the floor?'"
"Mr. Egg!"
"Hurry, John!
Mr.
Hurry.
Egg! Which room?" But there's nobody here."
"The safe's open."
"The safe?"
"Yes, the safe."
"So Mr. Egg is here somewhere."
"Look, John. Behind the table. Isn't there something on the floor?"
"It's a man. It's Mr. Egg." "Mr. Egg, are you all right? Mr. Egg?"
"John, the knife. There's a knife sticking in him."
"Mr. Egg?"
"Is he alive?"
"He's warm."
"He's very pale."
"He's opening his eyes. He's trying to talk." I can't understand. Mary, can you hear?
Let's send for an ambulance. Don't worry, Mr. Egg. We'll send for a doctor. Don't struggle. You're hurt.
The safe in Mr. Egg's room was open. They saw something on the floor. It was Mr. Egg, and there was a knife sticking in him. It was in his back. Someone had tried to kill him. Someone had tried to murder him. The safe was open. Perhaps he had been robbed. Perhaps his money had been stolen. At first, John didn't see the knife. "Are you all right, Mr. Egg?" he asked.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you."
"Jack, are you all right?"
"All right? I couldn't feel better." "Daisy, Daisy,
but I'm not Daisy.
Give me your answer,
my name is Elizabeth."
"I'm half crazy, all for the love of you."
"Hey, honey, what about going to the cinema?"
"All right, that's a good idea."
"And do you know what he said to me? He said, 'You are a fool.'"
All right, don't be so upset about it."
When John and Mary found Mr. Egg, he was still alive. He tried to talk, but John and Mary couldn't understand him. "Don't worry, Mr. Egg. We'll send for a doctor," Mary said.
"Let's send for an ambulance." "Don't worry, Mr. Egg. We'll send for a doctor." "Don't struggle. You're hurt." "Mr. Egg. John. Is he?"
"Yes, he's dead."
"Dead?"
"That's his own knife. I remember it. He threatened me with it."
"Don't touch it. If you touch it, you'll leave fingerprints."
"He was killed with his own knife."
"The safe is open. Perhaps he was robbed, too."
"We must call the police."
Do you think we should?"
"We found Mr. Egg."
"But he was murdered, and there's nobody else here. We're alone here. If we call the police, they'll ask questions."
"If they ask questions, we'll tell the truth. We ran upstairs and then we found the body. We must call the police now."
"Wait a minute."
"Now, Mary."
"But there's something on the floor. There's something under that chair. It's a book."
"There are books everywhere."
"But that book is near Mr. Egg. John, he was trying to say something. He was trying to say book."
Book. "You're right, Mary."
"Pick it up."
"Pick it up? Oh, all right. It's an old book."
Mr. Egg was dead. He had been murdered with a knife. Mary noticed something on the floor. "It's a book," she said. Mr. Egg had been trying to say something before he died. He had been trying to say book. John picked the book up. It was a diary, a book someone writes about his own life. He writes the date and then describes what happened that day. It was a diary written by hand.
A knife sticking in him. A diary written by hand. And here comes Tom talking about these forms.
And there's Kathy asking me again about grammar.
Well, will you answer a question asked by Kathy?
Certainly I will. Has there ever been a question asked by Kathy that I haven't answered?
No, there hasn't. You are the best teacher working in the radio.
And you are the best pupil ever taught by the radio.
Oh, Tom, you and your compliments, you are flattering.
But that's the truth. That's the truth. Now, let's get down to work. There's a knife sticking in him. Sticking is the present participle. Listen, there's a knife. It's sticking in him. Or, there's a knife sticking in him. The present participle is the ing form of the verb, and it has an active meaning.
Hey, look at the boys. They're playing ping pong.
Haven't you ever seen boys playing ping pong?
I see. There's Tom. He's explaining grammar. There's Tom explaining grammar. And what about the book? Surely I can't say there was a book writing by hand.
Oh, no, no. There was a girl. She was writing. There was a girl writing. But books can't write. Books are written. People write books. Books are written by people.
Written is the third form of the verb. It's the past participle.
And it has a passive meaning. Well, let's take an example from the story. Mary finds a book. Someone wrote the book by hand.
Mary finds a book written by hand.
Excellent. You see, I was right. You are the best pupil ever taught by the radio.
Here's your dinner, darling.
My dinner? It looks awful and smells terrible.
Oh, yes. The cook has burnt it a little.
Then why don't you say, here's your dinner burnt by the cook? That was the Moonlight Sonata.
Who played it?
They'll say in a minute.
The Moonlight Sonata, played by Richter, brings us to the end of tonight's programme from the Albert Hall.
Well, Mary found a book in Mr. Egg's room. It had been dropped under a chair.
Mary found a book dropped under a chair. And what did they do with it?
What? They picked it up. Then they looked at it.
It's a book.
There are books everywhere.
But that book is near Mr. Egg. John, he was trying to say something. He was trying to say book.
Book. You're right, Mary.
Pick it up.
Pick it up? Oh, all right. It's an old book, written by hand.
By hand?
It was written by hand.
Let me see. It isn't written in English.
No. I think it's written in Italian.
I think it's a diary. Look, there's a date and some writing. There's another date and then more writing.
Yes, it's a diary. But look inside the cover. There's a name inside the cover. Mary, look at this name.
Let's finish the story. Whose name was it? Whose name did they see written inside the cover?
Well, you will hear the name later. But there are some exercises waiting for you. Do them first, and then you will discover the name. So now...
Exercise 1. I am not going to open the safe.
But you must open it.
I am not going to wait for them.
But you must wait for them.
I am not going to send this letter.
But you must send it.
I am not going to call the police.
But you must call them.
I am not going to ask that question.
But you must ask it.
Exercise 2.
Isn't there somebody upstairs?
I'm sure there is. There must be somebody upstairs.
Isn't there something the matter with him?
I'm sure there is. There must be something the matter with him.
Isn't there some news of them?
I'm sure there is. There must be some news of them.
Isn't there some coffee left?
I'm sure there is. There must be some coffee left.
And now, listen to the story again. John and Mary were going upstairs to Mr. Egg's rooms above the shop.
Mr. Egg!
Hurry, John!
Mr. Egg! Which room? But there's nobody here.
The safe's open.
The safe?
Yes, the safe.
So Mr. Egg is here somewhere.
Look, John, behind the table. Isn't there something on the floor?
It's a man. It's Mr. Egg. Mr. Egg, are you all right? Mr. Egg?
John, the knife. There's a knife sticking in him.
Mr. Egg?
Is he alive?
He's warm.
He's very pale.
He's opening his eyes. He's trying to talk. I can't understand. Mary, can you hear?
Let's send for an ambulance. Don't worry, Mr. Egg. We'll send for a doctor. Don't struggle. You're hurt. Mr. Egg. John. Is he?
Yes, he's dead.
Dead?
That's his own knife. I remember it. He threatened me with it.
Don't touch it. If you touch it, you'll leave fingerprints.
He was killed with his own knife.
The safe is open. Perhaps he was robbed, too.
We must call the police.
Do you think we should?
We found Mr. Egg.
But he was murdered, and there's nobody else here. We're alone here. If we call the police, they'll ask questions.
If they ask questions, we'll tell the truth. We ran upstairs, and then we found the body. We must call the police now.
Wait a minute.
Now, Mary.
But there's something on the floor. There's something under that chair. It's a book.
There are books everywhere.
But that book is near Mr. Egg. John, he was trying to say something. He was trying to say book.
Book. You're right, Mary.
Pick it up.
Pick it up? Oh, all right. It's an old book. Written by hand.
By hand?
It was written by hand.
Let me see. It isn't written in English.
No. I think it's written in Italian.
I think it's a diary. Look, there's a date and some writing. There's another date and then more writing.
Yes, it's a diary. But look inside the cover. There's a name inside the cover. Mary, look at this name.
It says E. L. Haverhill.
This diary belonged to Miss Haverhill.
Lesson 36.
That sounds strange. I thought a compartment was...